How do you feel having a week off to prepare for Penn State?
It's been good. Another thing is we had just played them, so, you know, we're pretty familiar with them already. So, you know, those are both bonuses.
Can you talk more about that? You played them earlier this month. What did you learn? Even though you won, what did you learn that, you know, can help you stay college?
Well, you know, it's good to always play somebody. You just get familiar with how they play. And obviously, you know, the main key to their team is Tim Frazier. And basically we figured out the format to beat them. So now when we go down there, we know we have to get it done. And, you know, it's only one way to play them. That's playing them tough and make sure you win the battle of the boards and execute offensively and play hard, because those guys are definitely going to play hard. So I think it's an advantage to us that we know what it takes to win. And now I think we just need to duplicate the performance we had.
It's about as close as you'll get to home to play a game. Is your family coming in or anything?
Yeah, my mother and my sister is coming, I believe. So I believe a few other people are coming, so it should be good.
Is that exciting for you?
Yeah, it definitely is, because I don't never have really no family out here like that. I mean, my father's coming to visit me, you know, but other than that, I really don't have family this way, no family this way, besides my auntie in Chicago, and she came to my Northwestern game, so it'd definitely be good to get somebody to come to Penn State.
How do you guys fight over confidence after just beating Penn State and handling it pretty well? How do you fight being overconfident?
Well, you know, just to keep it in reality, I think we're 13-12, so, you know, I think that's a reality check enough that, you know, we're not the number one team in the nation and we're not some super loaded team, so I don't think that'd be a problem with us being overconfident.
How do you feel about your role now coming off the bench? It seemed Northwestern, you kind of provided a spark off the bench. Do you think you can do that this week?
I feel like I could play the same as if I was starting, as long as I'm on the floor. And, you know, that's what I do. I really don't look at it no different. I look at it once again in the game. I treat it as if I was starting and do the same things. I try to do the same things.
How do you describe the intensity that you guys have had in the practices that you have had since the Northwestern game? Something that Coach was alluding to earlier, saying the practices are going real hard.
Yeah, they have been going real hard, and it's been a lot of scrimmaging. You know, we haven't done too many drills or, you know, half-court stuff. It's been a lot of just, you know, full-court game scrimmage, focus on different areas, and that's what I like the most, because that's when we get the most competitive and compete with each other.
Do you feel that that's a way for you to, you know, benefit in terms of learning or fixing the things that were maybe wrong defensively the other day in sort of rushing?
Yeah, it definitely does. And, you know, sometimes in half-court drills you can hide because you're not – it's not the same as going full-court and getting tired and different components and, you know, scrimmaging. Everything's on the line just like a game. So I think that's the best way to learn. And that's what Coach really emphasizes, that we need to take the scrimmages serious, because that's the most closest we can get to game situations.